Dr. Sleep by Stephen King.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Dear Constant Reader, in an interview with Entertainment Weekly, I was asked how Dr. Sleep came about. I told them that every now and then somebody would ask, whatever happened to Danny from The Shining? When the sequel idea would pop in my mind, I would think, now Danny's 20, or now he's 25. I wonder if he's drinking like his father. Finally, I decided, okay, why don't I use that in the story and just revisit that whole issue, like father, like son. 5 years ago, I also saw this piece on one of those morning news shows about a pet cat at a hospice, and according to this story, the cat knew before anybody else when somebody was going to die. The cat would go into the room, curl up on the bed, and the people never seemed to mind. Then those people died. I thought to myself, I want to write a story about that. And then I made the connection with Danny Torrance as an adult, working in a hospice. I thought, that's it. I'm going to write this book. Now here it is. I hope you enjoy it. And remember to sleep with the light on. Stephen King. When I was playing my primitive brand of rhythm guitar with a group called the Rock Bottom Remainders, Warren Zevon used to gig with us. Warren loved gray T-shirts and movies like Kingdom of the Spiders. He insisted I sing lead on his signature tune, Werewolves of London, during the encore portion.